The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time to discover some interesting, even exciting things to get up to over the weekend. I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've been looking ahead to the weekend and you have some very interesting suggestions and a date idea for two.
Yes. Today we're going to Galway, lovely Galway, and there's a distillery there called Mickle, and the poutine revolution is in full swing in Ireland now. It's becoming one of the trendiest spirits. Mickle is making poutine and they have been for 170 years. So Padraig O'Grealish, who owns the distillery, his great-great-great grandfather was named Mickle. So the distillery is named after him. But
so they were doing this illegally for most of the 170 years.
They were on the hills of Connemara. But his great-great-grandfather was good friends with the police at the time, so they did know he was making poutine on the hills of Connemara. But you'll hear all about that kind of story when you do the tour. I really, really recommend it. Padraig is also a Gaelgor, so you can do it in the Irish language. I did the tour through Irish and it was so enjoyable. But in terms of a date idea, I highly recommend doing the cocktail making class, because you'll learn about the spirit, but you'll also learn how to mix the spirit and good flavour profiles that go with it. So it's 90 minutes of pure fun and you can just get stuck in together, have a bit of crack and try different flavours. Mm-hmm.
And you become an expert in poutine mixology.
Absolutely.
At the end of it.
Tastes much different to what it used to.
Okay. Are the cocktails generous?
Yes, yes. And they're delicious. They put it with ginger ale and it's just so, so tasty.
So you might be getting very good value for your 45 per person price. Now, you've got an idea for either a solo visit or a bunch of friends or a couple or whatever. What event is that?
The Ideal Home Show is on this weekend in the RDS, and if you are looking to do any renovations in your house, maybe you're a first time buyer and you're kind of looking ahead to the future, this is a great place to be, because all the experts are under one roof. There'll be lots of stockists where you can kind of look at the various options available to renovating your home, and then there's also going to be panel discussions. So just an interesting room to be in if you're looking to renovate.
It's a huge exhibition. I've been to it a few times, and if you were thinking of, say, of replacing your windows, you might have two or three suppliers who
Absolutely.
Are competing for your business.
Yeah.
Okay, now for a family, maybe with kids, where would you recommend this weekend?
I recommend Airfield Estate in Dundrum. I'm obsessed with this place. I just think it's incredible. It's a huge urban farm, 34 hectares, and they've just opened a new program called Wild Child Workshops. So this is designed for kids age 8 to 12, and it's really about getting them stuck in nature and learning all about the outdoors. So there's a qualified forest school leader called Fiona Deasy who'll be leading this. And she'll be helping the kids build bird boxes, do some pond dipping and everything in between. So that's on Saturday at 10 a.m. and it's €25 per person.
Yeah. And is that a regular thing on Saturdays from here on in?
It's on once a month.
Once a month.
The last weekend of each month for the summer.
Now, you also want to recommend a free thing so that you don't have to pay money to do it. What are you recommending this week?
This week I've picked markets. We have some incredible markets in Ireland. They're a great place, let's say we don't have the weather on our side, to try out. You could just stroll around for hours and kind of soak up the atmosphere. So I've actually picked three of my favourites. The first is in Cork, the Marina Market. So this is predominantly restaurants. And you can go in and it's a huge venue. They've got everything from coffee to chicken to tacos, Korean food and loads of seating. And it's also dog friendly. The George's Market in Belfast is more of a mix of things. So they've got gifts, plant shops, food, restaurants and often live performances as well. So when you go in there, you don't have to spend any money to have a good day in there. Lots of great vegan treats as well. And then finally, the English Market in Cork, which is more on the supplier side. So you'll get your produce here, everything ranging from meats to poultry, fish, herbs, spices, fruit and veg. So this would be a great one to go into to pick up a few bits for a nice sunny picnic.
And you're already excited about something that's happening in September.
Yeah, so September is a brand new cafe that has just opened in Blackrock and they're launching their evening menu this weekend. So it's a cafe by day and a wine bar by night, a sister restaurant to the very popular truck Leroy's that does sandwiches and coffee. So I've tried their coffee. It's exceptional. So I'm sure that it's the exact same in the cafe, but it's very kind of modern, contemporary, kind of looks like a cafe that you'd find in Copenhagen, very kind of classic interiors. And the stuff on offer on the menu has a kind of an Italian flair to it. So everything from scallops, aubergines, ricotta, and of course homemade tiramisu for dessert. So that'll definitely be one to try out.
Very tempting indeed. Aideen, thank you very much for joining us. Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator. And next on the programme...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.